Alcina, sitting in her bower, was wounded with a dart, ascending from the secret power which smote her to her heart. Immediately she thus did cry, "Who can my comfort spill? Who can compel me for to love contrary to my will?" Quoth Cupid, "I will humble thee and will subdue thy pride. I'll make thee now submit to me, it shall not be denied. I'll send such arrows to thy heart proceeding from my bow, shall make thee feel love's fatal smart, whether thou wilt or no." Quoth she, "I did design to live a maiden until death, but now thou hast so wounded me, alas, I pant for breath. Thou pretty nymph, be not unkind to cast love quite away. I will be loyal, thou shalt find, unto my dying day." Sweet Corydon's deluding tongue hath so ensnared my mind, that in love's fiery flames I burn and can no comfort find. I slighted him who was my love and held him in disdain, but now my ruin it doth prove, in vain I may complain. What sweet expressions did he use my favor to obtain? But I his kindness did abuse my foul and gross disdain. For now I languish here in grief and can no comfort see. Kind death, afford me some relief. Make haste and set me free. O proud ambition, why did I his kindness thus reject? Who loved me so tenderly, showed me such respect? A princely presence graced with fame, which did adorn him so, which renders me indeed to blame, for often say no. These words had scarcely pierced the air, ere her sweet Corydon did to his dearest love repair, whose heart with love was won. All sorrow then was vanished quite, each lover had their bliss. They both enjoined their heart's delight, and sealed it with a kiss. The pretty birds with pleasant notes most sweetly they did sing, with melody from their sweet throats, which made the groves to ring. Thus they proclaimed their mutual joy, when lovers did agree, nothing seemed for to annoy that gracious harmony.